Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA, especially for some folks who are going to win some stuff over the next few days, including today here on Cabali and Mac. Good morning. I guess it's afternoon now. Friends, Yinzers, countrymen, we appreciate you joining us here. It's a Tom Tuesday. We rarely get the opportunity to hop on right after Mike Tomlin's press conference, which I know Kaboom holds so dearly. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us, whether you're watching live on X or Facebook or on YouTube. We're up over the magic number we had set as a goal a little while ago, 3,018 subscribers on YouTube. So today, somebody gets their name drawn to win their choice, either an autographed Will Howard Steelers helmet or an autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin black leather vest. Thanks to our good friends at First and Goal Collectibles for hooking us up with all the goods. They have been wonderful, not so much to us, but to Yins. We appreciate them hooking you guys up with awesome stuff over the months that we've been doing the show. Make sure you're following on social media too. Friday, we will start doing the 412 days of Christmas. We'll have a different way every single day that we do a show between Thanksgiving and Christmas for you to win some Shop 412 gear, which is all impeccable. And yes, including an item that you can drink. We'll get to it when we get to it, but you want to be here for all of it. Thanks to our good friends at Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the show as well. You're looking to get things done, a fresh look inside, some new boosted curb appeal on the outside of your home, maybe a business that needs done. They do it all at Higgins. Interior, exterior, commercial, industrial, all of it. Even the drywall repair that goes before the fresh coat of paint. Get in touch with Higgins Professional Painting at higginsprofessional.com or give them a call at 412-344-0480. They've been in Kaboom's house and they did such a good job in such a short amount of time that Mark didn't even realize it had been done until he walked in and went, "That's a different color."
Yeah, they're coming back here next week.
Nice. Getting after it. You're going to eat up all their time. I'm not going to be able to get them over here. But get them in your house. Higgins Professional Painting. We appreciate them supporting the show. Before we get to Mike Tomlin's press conference, before we get to the Buffalo Bills, before we get to Hines Ward reaching the semifinal stage of the Pro Football Hall of Fame nominations, should we get this business out of the way, Kaboom, and make some money a winner?
How that my travel issues or
what
why I'm not at the Tomlin's press conference?
What happened to you this time?
Well, just nothing. I mean, I just ordered the wrong pizza at Lou Malnati's and was felt like an idiot.
What'd you order? How do you screw that up? You get a Chicago deep dish.
Yeah, but I asked for the Lou instead of the Malnati or something. I don't know. They brought something out with like tomatoes and spinach and crap. I was so disappointed.
What?
It was disgusting.
It was disgusting.
Very, very, very bad. And, you know, driving all the way home yesterday, helping out a buddy, driving it, riding home, just to get in home in time to go to the kids' Christmas dance.
How'd that go?
Play. Well, how you expected.
Everybody danced. Everybody played.
Just to realize the kids got off the bus at 11:30 today. And
yeah. Early dismissal.
I had to be home and getting them because if not, you don't want a 8-year-old running around the house by himself.
No, that's probably less
than I. Oh, that's where I'm at right now, trying to figure out getting. I got to do this wrestling stuff, trying to figure out if there's going to be a fifth match for Survivor Series or not.
You're a busy guy.
So we'll see.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah. A lot of nothing. You know, apparently, I guess it's better than sitting
than
around
not having anything to do, ass, right? And not being in demand. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but you know what? I didn't really miss the press conference. Obviously, first of all, nothing ever comes out of it, except
well, we got some injury updates. I mean, for what that's worth.
Unless you want to know about the three verts,
which, by the way, may have been. Chris Carter's question about playing three deep against four verts or three verts or whatever he called it. That question and the associated response from Mike Tomlin, as Justine said on YouTube, may have been an all-time response from Mike Tomlin. Something along the lines of, I'm not going to get into the details of that, but I appreciate the depth of your question.
That's probably like low key. Just, you know, stop. Just stop.
I love Chris Carter, but yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. I've been told from a handful of people that there was subdued facial expressions in the crowd.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
It's like, oh man, okay.
Yeah.
But
all 22 this weekend. Look out.
You know, those four verts get you every time.
Every time. Those four verts will burn you. So let's get into everything Mike Tomlin had to say after we do this giveaway. Are you ready?
What are we giving away?
Well, remember, whoever wins, whoever gets their name pulled, gets to choose the autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet or.
Okay.
The autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin vest. So,
all right.
I've got the old random number generator pulled up. The first number will be between 1 and 61 because you got 50 names on a page. Nobody cares about the details of it. And then the second number will be between 1 and 50. That's how we'll figure out our winner from the list of subscribers on YouTube. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, whatever.
You don't care at
all. I have no idea. You know. You're gonna have to run a disclaimer.
No disclaimer. Random number generator first time around lands on the number one, which means it's gonna be the first page of subscribers.
Oh my!
Which means it's gonna be somebody that subscribed very early on, like way back in January, February.
It could be rigged, Corey. I don't know. Max running this.
No, let me be real clear about this. If anybody were to try to rig this, and he would probably do so unsuccessfully.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It would be Mark.
I would rig it for
maybe
myself.
Maybe I could win that. Yeah. Hey, maybe I could win that. I should get the Yoli's gift certificate.
That's true. I always try to get some stuff. I'm, you know, for the brand.
Yeah.
I'm, you know what? Speaking of that, I might go down to Shop 412 here tomorrow.
You probably
I hear that I could get a potential Pat McAfee mini helmet.
Really? They may be available down there.
I'm not quite sure. I have to reach out to some people, but we'll see. But go ahead. Go on with your people are waiting.
People don't care what you're getting out of the deal.
Well, you just talked about rigging it. So, okay, just give somebody their...
It's not rigged. Let me hit the number generator again. Here we go. Here we go. It landed on 8. Number 8 is the number.
So
I got to go to the first page of subscribers, Mark. How many times have we done this now?
Know.
You still can't keep track of how it works.
So it's the 8th person who subscribed. It might be me.
It's not you. It's Carol Toth, who subscribed all the way back on January 13th.
Hey, isn't she the one always in our comments here? Yeah,
Carol does jump in the comments a lot, doesn't she?
Carol, are you here? You won.
Where's Carol? Hold on. I thought I saw her earlier. Yeah, she said good afternoon to us already from rainy northwestern PA. So I don't know if she lives in Erie or up in Crawford County or where she lives. But Carol, you just won your choice. Either an autographed Will Howard Steelers helmet. She's here. She's here. She's commenting. Look at this.
She won.
Live action on the show.
Wasn't that her birthday the other day or something?
I think it might have been. Holy cow. Look at that. I called it. Crawford County. I don't even know where the hell Crawford County is, except it's up near Erie somewhere. Congratulations, right. Carol. You can probably just drop it in the chat, which one you want.
What do you want? You want
either the Will Howard helmet or the Steve Austin vest. It's your choice, Carol. This is wild. We haven't had a winner be live in the comments during the show before. She turned 80 just 4 days ago. We appeal to all ages, Kaboom. Look at this.
Oh, how about this?
All ages, all genders, fans of Kabali and Mac.
Crazy. I thought
Carol, you let us know if you want the autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet or the autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin vest, and we'll reach out to you directly to get your info. You don't need to drop your address in the chat for all the rest of our friendly yokels to take advantage of it, and we'll make sure. Carol is on top of it.
Hey, Carol, we'll give you a little advice here. Save it for Christmas.
Yeah. Don't anybody tell Carol's grandson and great-grandson that they just won and that Santa is bringing to them. Should I pull it out of the box again and let everybody see?
Might as well show it.
Should I pull it out? Pull it out. Hold on, Kevin. I know you got questions about TJ Watt. We got to show Carol what she just won. And then we'll get on with the show. And we'll talk about Tomlin's press conference and everything.
Like in velvet or something.
It's in this fancy sleeve to protect it. Because you don't want to damage the Will Howard autograph on this badass Steelers helmet. There you go. There it is, Carol.
Let's see the autograph. There you go. That's Will
right
Howard.
There. It's got a badass visor on it, too, which I don't think Will Howard would ever wear. But there it is. I'm going to ship it out later today or tomorrow, Carol. We'll get a hold of you to get your address. Congratulations. That's fun, giving stuff away to people who are actually watching the show live. I didn't think that would be that much fun, but it was. I love it. So, all that out of the way. Kaboom. Derek Harmon's injured. Aaron Rodgers, they're optimistic he'll be back. Broderick Jones is injured. Who else do we have to talk about? DK Metcalf is going to be limited or early portions of the week. Anybody else? I'm forgetting. Those seem to be the big injury updates. Joey Porter's got a hip. He might be limited early parts of the week. Might make some room for Asante Samuel. Tomlin was asked about that towards the end of the press conference. There's no way Rodgers doesn't play this weekend, right?
You wouldn't think so. I mean, but hey, you're asking the wrong person because I thought he was playing last week as well.
I would
admit when I was totally wrong on the issue. I mean, especially after seeing what happened Friday. And I mean, I think we even had the show before Friday, and I still thought he was going to play. And he took the majority of the reps on Friday for his team. Mm-hmm. It wasn't under center or anything. I mean, Tomlin's getting out in front of us and saying this is him, right? It's my decision. It's a prudent decision. But something tells me that the medical team stepped in and said, nah, you're just not doing it. And Tomlin then takes front or center stage and says, I'm sitting him down. You think you don't want to? I mean, you look at it in hindsight of the whole thing. Do you want to be the guy who has Aaron Rodgers go out there and end his career?
Right.
Well, on a simple fall when maybe that lessens it a week. I don't know. I am not a doctor, right?
What?
Does a week make a difference? I don't know.
That's what I was going to bring up because you said that the other day. You're like, oh, I mean, he's got a broken bone in his hand, his wrist area, whatever it is. Is that really going to make a difference if he sits for a week? I think if the medical team sat him down this past Sunday in Chicago, I mean, what's keeping them from doing it again if there hasn't been an appreciable amount of healing from last Sunday to this coming Sunday against the Bills?
I guess it would be two total weeks, right?
I guess from the time of the injury, yeah.
I mean, if it's a slight fracture, I don't know.
The hell's a slight fracture?
You know, like a little teeny one, hairline one.
Okay.
You know, those things tend to, I don't know, maybe heal quickly. I don't know. I would imagine that the way I judge things, that is, Jay Glazer comes out, you know, what time, noon on Saturday or Sunday. Said, yeah, he's not going to play this week, but he's definitely playing next weekend. That lets me to believe that he's probably playing next weekend because he heard it from Tomlin. And so I would assume he's playing. Yeah, absolutely. I would assume. I'm going in the assumption that he's definitely playing this week because you really don't have much room for error now. It's gone. You know,
yeah.
It's almost less than gone right now. You basically have Buffalo as the seventh seed in the AFC right now, and you're, what, eighth, I think. Mm-hmm. So – you need this win. You need the conference win.
But it doesn't matter.
You know, it's big. What did Tomlin call it again? I want to use this. It's a big ball weekend.
Big ball weekend.
Big ball weekend. Not big ball.
Big ball weekend.
Big ball weekend. I'm not quite sure what that means.
I don't know. That sounds like something he came up with on Sunday night, Monday morning, and thought it sounded good. So he's going to stick with it the rest of the week.
Big ball weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, if it were purely a medical decision, then I think there would be more haziness around Rodgers' availability for this week. Yeah. I think if it were, as I suspect, a Mike Tomlin decision on, hey, let's not, sorry. Just Carol said every weekend should be a
big ball. She's all fired up. She's all fired up with that.
Every weekend should be a big ball weekend, Carol. If it was a Mike Tomlin
turkey weekend
on Aaron Rodgers, and he just thought, well, maybe we give him some time to make. It doesn't strike me as Jay Glazer would be talking about on the Fox pregame show, oh, he's definitely back next week, unless it was more of a coach's decision. Hmm.
Coach's decision. I mean, I guess the coach can always overrule it, right? I guess a medical decision. I mean, to that degree, it's not like he's going to perish if he goes out there and plays, right?
Christ, I hope not.
If you know, there is an outside shot, but there's always an outside shot of you getting out there and tearing your Achilles and your career's over, right? But I think the fact of the matter is, how much, in my eyes, does he make a difference compared to Mason? Does he make that much of a difference? I mean, a lot of people were out there blaming that game on Mason Rudolph on Sunday. It's kind of stunning to me watching that game again last night. And I'm like, okay, his deep balls were not good. I understand that.
But everything else was not bad. Have Aaron's deep balls been any better this year than what Mason's were Sunday in Chicago? Has Aaron's pocket presence been any better than Mason's was, at least on the Montez Sweat?
You know, people just want to sit there and hammer him, even on that last drive with the illegal formation. Well, he should have called timeout. You don't want to call timeout. You want to hold.
He's going
to
call the last timeout there?
You know, yeah, you're not going to call timeout. He already got the guys in place. He already drove the team down the field. He got him to midfield. I mean, he did what he could do at that point right there to put him in position to win on the road against a 7-3 red hot Bears team. If I told you that before the game, you'd probably think, yeah, I'll take that. Kenny Gainwell got to know he got to step up 2 feet. He got to listen to Calvin Austin, who points him and says, move up, move up. And he didn't. He got to get on the wrong formation where Mason runs over and says, hey, get over there. Plus, you're trying to go in pace, and there's 2 seconds left. I mean, a lot of people see that and blame that on Mason. I don't blame that on Rudolph. He could have played better. He could have played much better with some of the deep balls. But I don't think he was the reason why they lost. There's many other problems right there. Now, does Aaron Rodgers take it to a different level? Potentially. I mean, I'm probably still going with Aaron Rodgers regardless. But I don't think we can sit here and blame Mason for that loss on Sunday.
No, the problems on offense are not related to which quarterback plays. They're just not. I said this the other day. Like, it's related to personnel and the scheme not working around what they do or do not have available to them. Like, what's the Tomlinism? You got red paint, you paint the barn red, right? They got a whole bunch of blue paint and they're still trying to paint the barn red. Like, they got three tight ends, they got two backs, and they got one lone top wide receiver on this team. Yep. And they're still not with tight ends and backs that can all catch the ball, not using the middle of the field enough. They're just not.
I made an illustration earlier on Twitter last night. Just don't really go by those stats. What is the middle of the field? Explain to me. What is the middle of the field?
I mean, it's
between the hashes,
exact area, but anything between the numbers is verging on middle of the field, right? You get to the hashes. Now you're really talking middle of the field.
Between the hashes is 6 yards.
Okay.
That's pretty, you know, that's pretty hard to say.
Everybody's saying every single pass needs to be there, and it doesn't need to be right between the hashes. But, like, you know, you also posted a great illustration in that tweet of a play that does work in the middle of the field. Yes. How many times do we see Pat Freiermuth catch balls in the middle of the field? The touchdown pass on Sunday, middle of the field. That pass that you put the clip up of, middle of the field.
What I'm saying, there's nuance. There's nuance to what we see, black and white stats from next gen stats, and what we see of actual play itself. That's middle of the field, even though technically it's not middle of the field.
Well, I can look at a spray chart of where a quarterback's targets were and get an idea of how much they're using the middle of the field or not. Right.
Okay. I mean, I also put up retweeted something of Matthew Stafford having about 4 balls in the middle of the field the other day.
Yeah, between the hashes, right? That little condensed area that you're referencing.
No, it was a little bit outside.
Between the numbers. Look, I'll use Pickens as an example again. Like George Pickens in the Steelers offense. And I know the name Pickens is a lightning rod, but it's just applicable because he's having a monster year. George Pickens in the Steelers offense was basically limited for the most part, not all the time, but in great majority was limited to go down the sideline and go get the ball, George, which was great because he can catch just about anything that's in his area. How often did we see them hit George on a 6-yard slant and he'd go? And how often do you see him do that in Dallas's offense? A lot more. So again, it's not about absolutes, and this never happens, and this always happens, but it is about they have a reluctance and a reticence to use the middle of the field. And I thought that would end, especially when we saw Rodgers throwing the ball in the middle of the field early this year. I thought that would end with a quarterback that Tomlin felt like he could trust in Aaron Rodgers. This isn't Pickett. This isn't Fields. This isn't Trubisky. This isn't Wilson. Instead, it might just be a function of the offense. It might just be a function of what Mike Tomlin wants to do, which is don't throw the ball in dangerous areas.
Well, I know I've heard him say that before. I don't know if he said it on record or not, or if he just said it. A lot of bad things happen when you throw it to the middle of the field. I understand
good
that.
Things happen too. Like you press safeties into making decisions.
Yeah. Once again, though, the two best players on the Bears team the other day were their safeties. Do you really want to go there? I don't know. I don't think you do want to go to the middle field. And you're talking about the slant and goes by Pickens. I mean, Metcalf was notorious for that for the first month of the season.
And where is it gone?
It's taking it away. You got to adjust. I'm starting to believe that the plan kind of sucks more than the players. The players haven't lived up to it, but the plan's not helping out either. When the plan does help, when the plan does work, like Minnesota, it's very noticeable. So
I think it can be both. It can be both. It can be the plan is built for certain talent, and they don't have certain talent available to them. But then they do have other different skill sets available to them, and the plan is still not adjusting to it, which is mystifying to me because we're talking about Arthur Smith. The man would field 11 tight ends on the field at once if he could. His offenses have always been predicated on using the tight end, and for some reason, he's got Pat Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith, and Darnell Washington, and it feels like none of them get the ball as much as we'd like to see them get the ball.
I'll tell you, the first half of that game, we were like patting Arthur Smith on the back.
Yeah, he got shifty with the handoff to Kenny Gainwell.
I mean, not only that, he was using Darnell Washington in motions and cracking people. Everything he seemed to be doing was right. Then maybe there was an adjustment at halftime, and then there was no adjustment from the adjustment. I don't know. I mean,
that's what it comes back to, I think.
Some people you hear talk say there's no such thing as halftime adjustments. It's leading up to the game adjustments. And the other half of people say, yes, there's tons of halftime adjustments. It always happens. I'm talking about league-wide.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the Steelers fall into that. I don't think they fall into, hey, we're going to go. They got literally 12 minutes of halftime. How much can you potentially change at halftime and adjust? It has to be as the game's going on.
Yeah, it happens as the game is playing out. And during halftime, nobody's asking you to tear up the game plan and come up with a new one. But you've got your big Chinese takeout menu size play call sheet. You can certainly shift to certain plays that work better than others based on what you've seen in the first half. And that's the one thing that this coaching staff has just been terrible at for the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years is you come out and you see them look out-coached in the second half. On maybe not a week-to-week basis, but it routinely happens. Yeah. And it happened again this past week. The Steelers, I thought, were the better team in the first half and went into the half with the lead and should have been able to win that game. Instead, the Bears made adjustments. The Steelers looked around like, oh, they tried something different. What are we supposed to do with that? And didn't make their own readjustments. Like, it's in checkers. It's chess. If somebody else moves something, you readjust. There's just not enough reaction there. They go in with this attitude a lot of the times of, well, that's our game plan. We're going to play to our strengths. We're not worried about the other guys. Bullshit. You have to worry about the other guys because that dictates what you can and can't do in some situations.
You done?
I think.
Your head was turning red there a little bit. Your ears, face, turning red. You feel better?
No, not at all.
You know, I still think it's, I mean, I don't think you're going to see anything different this week or this year. I think they are what they are, and it's not going to change. I think you're going to have games where they look good. I think you're going to have games where they suck you back in.
Could happen this Sunday.
You know,
right?
Your ex-girlfriend, you break up with her, she calls you back, and you're like, okay, I'll give you another chance. Then she cheats on you again. That's what it's going to be.
You was just beating him off with a stick when you were young, Kaboom, weren't you?
I was too busy outside playing like home run derby and stuff when I'm at that age. Let's go to Bill's golf land and hit a bucket of balls. I wasn't like Varsity Blues and, you know.
Yeah, but that sort of aloof nature towards the ladies, it just, when you're younger especially, it just gets them even more interested, you know? I bet you had the Mon Valley on lock at one point. Thanks to our friends at the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. They've been great to us this entire time. We appreciate them. You're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, they will take care of you. Go to heckteamhomes.com. If you're looking to buy, there's a bunch of listings there on the website, HAECK, heckteamhomes.com. If you're looking to sell, they'll help you get it listed. They'll help you get it sold. They'll help you walk through the whole process and find your next home as well while you're at it. The Dan Heck team. Best place to go in the Pittsburgh area if you're looking to buy or sell a home. HAECK, heckteamhomes.com. So they got the Buffalo Bills coming in now. And this is the number one pass defense in the league. Mike Tomlin pointed it out. But the 30th run defense in the league. You can run on the Bills. And yet, here we are again talking about an offensive game plan that should probably lean on the run game and the tight ends. And we wonder if we'll get that. I mean, you talked about the safeties. They like their safeties, don't they? Jordan Poyer's back. They got Cole Bishop. Maybe they'll be afraid to throw in the middle of the field again, kaboom. I don't know. But once again, they've got the ability to run the ball, the Steelers. They might as well try to get going on the ground early, especially if we're once again talking about a less than 100% Aaron Rodgers. And how do you take some pressure off of him? Get the run game going.
See, I don't even worry about that much at all. I think this game is determined by one guy and one guy alone.
Who?
The big boy, the big ball boy, Josh Allen.
Ah, it is a big ball weekend.
I think Tone Diggs said something the other day, was funny yesterday, something about he doesn't want Josh Allen to, you know, rub his balls over his face or something like that. What? I misquoted him, but it was something very funny. But of that ilk of Josh Allen, I mean, it's going to be all come down to Josh Allen. You know what we're going to hear a lot of?
What?
We're going to hear a lot of.
Can't hear it. It was a nice try. Can't hear it.
You can't hear anything.
Well, hold the phone still.
I don't know where to put it at. Jesus. You can't hear this? Hello, 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 hello. Can you hear me?
If you stop talking. Is that the Buffalo's Got a Spirit song?
Yes. I can barely hear that. How can you hear me, but you can't hear that?
I don't know, because you got a shitty mic. What do you want me to say?
I mean, I don't know what mic works.
Because it's dangling from your earbuds.
I don't know. Is this one? Is this one? It's not a mic, is it?
I don't know, man. I'm not there.
I'm afraid to hit this button.
I'm not holding your hand,
hello?
Sweetheart.
Hello? 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 Hello?
I can hear you just fine. Stop messing with stuff. You're going to break something.
I don't know. Now there's a little button here. Hello.
Okay. He's dead. So it all comes down to Josh Allen. It's that simple.
Oh, okay. I think it's going to come to Josh Allen. Josh Allen can either if he put up his Josh Allen type numbers, I think they'll be able to win. I think that there's nothing the Steelers will be able to do. They can run the ball. They can control the clock. They can do whatever they want. But I think this game is on the defense. They have to find an answer for Josh Allen, and depends which Josh Allen shows up. I mean, he showed last week that if you pressure the hell out of him, like pretty much every quarterback in the league, he turns into a human. Are the Steelers able to do that against? Were they even close to what Houston was able to bring pressure wise on this guy? I'd be definitely looking at that Texans tape and say, yeah, this sounds like something I want to do here. But at the end of the game, if Josh Allen has crazy numbers, they're going to lose. I don't care what they do on offense. I think they'll score enough to be able to win. They have to hold that guy in check. Well, I think it's simple as that, honestly. I really do.
No, it's fine. Simplicity is good sometimes. This doesn't need to be a Chris Carter question. Four verts against four three verts. High. For what it's worth, sorry, Chris. Love you, bud. That was funny. In games where Josh Allen has been sacked at least three times this year, the Bills are 2-3. In games where he's thrown multiple interceptions, they are 1-2. So force him to throw the ball into bad spots because you're pressuring him. And I think Houston laid that out really well last Thursday night. That's the game plan. I think you're right. But if you don't force Allen into those mistakes, we're going to end up with a lot of what we got from like Caleb Williams in the second half. You're going to make Caleb Williams look like Josh Allen.
I don't think that would be very hard to do, right?
To make Caleb Williams look like Josh Allen, they did it this past week.
No, I'm saying, I mean, the other way around. Josh Allen just taking over this game. It's so hard. I mean, I thought I had a beat on this team.
So I'm sitting here with absolutely, like, really, I mean, I'll be totally transparent. I have no idea what team's coming out here on Sunday.
No.
I have no idea. I mean, they got me so baffled. I mean, they can come out here and just look like the 76 Steelers or whatever team it was, 76, 74 ones.
76.
76 Steelers.
The one with just all the shutouts?
Yeah, and just totally whip them. Or they could just look, embarrass themselves whatsoever. Again, I don't know. What a great analysis by me, 20 years on the beat. But this is how, this is why I'm like, you know, I'm out on them because I don't know. I mean, you're just not a good team when you can't rely on anything. You can't rely on the run game. You can't rely on the passing game. The only thing you can basically rely on right now, and this is sad, and we haven't heard anything from this from anybody for a long time now, but this offensive line has played pretty doggone good over the past 2 months.
And they've actually been
better. We wanted to fire Pat Meyer and all that crap. He's the only one. That's the only unit that has been very consistent, in my opinion.
I think they've, especially in run blocking, I think they've been even better in run blocking. Pass protection is broken down sometimes. And we've seen it lead to turnovers, obviously, like it did this past weekend.
Well, by who? When you have your tight end trying to block Montez Sweat or Kenny Gainwell trying to block Montez Sweat, I wouldn't quite blame that on the offensive line. I'd blame that on some protection.
Whoever decided that the tight end or the running back should be blocking Montez Sweat? Yeah, I'd agree.
How many practices have I seen? I've never seen Darnell Washington in the offensive lineman drills. I've never seen Kenny Gainwell in the offensive lineman drills. So.
No, I think the offensive line has performed better throughout the year and certainly better than they were, say, last year at this time.
Who do you think's in love with Kenny Gainwell the most? You think it's Tomlin or is it Arthur Smith?
Arthur. Definitely.
I mean, Arthur. I understand what he does. I understand that he brings a different aspect to this team where he can be very versatile. But at some point, you know.
Look, third and like six or longer, I have no problem Kenny Gainwell being in the game. None whatsoever. Third and five or shorter, so like third and intermediate, third and short, or first or second down, it should be Jalen Warren. I mean, again, it was a great run on the little trickeration there on the fake tush push. And Gainwell has had some big plays. He came up big in the Dublin game against the Vikings, right? He's had his moments, and nobody has a problem with Kenny Gainwell. No, it's just give me more Jalen Warren. He is a bowling ball covered in razor blades, people trying to tackle him. Every single time he gets hit a yard or two downfield past the line of scrimmage, he turns it into a 4 or 5 yard gain. You can instantly add 3 yards to every single carry of his unless he gets caught up in the backfield. The guy just always falls forward for the extra few yards.
And you would think that would be conducive to playing and being successful this week, right?
It's conducive every week, but especially this week against a team who's bad against stopping the run. Yes.
Yeah, you would assume so. But, you know, Gainwell, I mean, he has a role. But seeing him multiple series running on first and second downs, I'm starting to I like Kenny Gainwell. He does some stuff that a lot of players in the NFL cannot do, but I think it still needs to be dialed back a little, in my opinion. And I think that's maybe Arthur Smith, maybe his little wubby, his little blanket.
He did the same thing in Atlanta a few years ago. He'd pull Bijan Robinson off the field inexplicably for who was the other back then? Like Tyler Algier or something? Like
Tyler Algier is not terrible either, but I understand what you're talking about.
Like he has a history of doing this. He likes to spread the ball all over to all his different weapons, which is fine if we're talking about
88.
Which is fine if we're talking about the tight ends, right? That'd be great. But he has this tendency to then also want to spread out the touches between the running backs, even when there's a guy who clearly fits the first and second down and third and short role. It's Jalen Warren. I don't know. I'm becoming increasingly frustrated with Arthur week by week.
Well, look at Freiermuth. I looked this up. His routes per game are down You ready for this number? 10 per game through so far. 10 fewer routes run per game than last year. That's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous. You went out and you paid the guy, and he's worth it, in my opinion. I think he's capable of being one of the 10 best tight ends in the game, and he is when he's playing well. But they're hardly even playing him, let alone getting him involved. And what
most routes run were by Jonnu, then Freiermuth, then Washington.
And then what did we just say? Whether you agree that it's a massive problem that they don't work the middle of the field or not, I happen to think it is. Who's one guy that we can count on in the middle of the field every time? Again, the touchdown catch against Chicago, that catch on the final drive. He's always there and available in the middle of the field to pick up at least 7 or 8 yards.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know why they don't use him more. I mean, the numbers just are staggering. And I mean, the numbers, even with them doing this in real time now, you talk about the old EPA stuff. Pat Freiermuth's EPA is around 25. Darnell Washington's 18. So if you're looking at a guy that has this EPA stuff, you're into that crap and catch percentages and
crap,
A dots and stuff like that. Freiermuth's numbers are off the charts, but they just don't use them enough right now.
What about 4 verts against cover 3?
Well, those 4 verts are, if you find yourself out of position there, man.
You're
no, on that play there, I just assumed that the flag, I think there was a flag.
Yeah.
Everybody just stopped. It seemed like Echols just stopped. I don't know.
It looked to me like he sat down in an underneath zone because that's what he was supposed to do.
There was an issue there. The touchdown run by whatever the heck that dude's name is.
Manungai.
Sounds like a character in Star Wars. Manungai. Which is terrible. I mean,
General Manungai. The Empire struck again.
You had two down linemen, Hayward and Benton. You had two double teams at the point of attack from the 2-yard line. What are we doing here?
Yeah, and two down linemen on the field, right?
You got pushed 7 yards back. I mean, you got two down linemen, and you got two monster tackle or guard centers or whatever doubling you. You're going to get pushed back in the end zone.
This is what I mean about, like, sure, they are shorthanded in personnel in some areas, particularly wide receiver. But this is all coaching. This is all schematics.
That, man. They're going to get Brandon Cooks, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
Like I said,
OBJ.
Receiver is a different conversation. It's the rest of the roster, I think we're pretty happy with the position groups top to bottom all over the rest of the roster. But clearly, they're not being put in the right positions.
Somebody asked about real quick Herbert and Watt covering receivers. I think the fact that they're just so predictable in what they do defensively, the teams can scheme one of those guys to be able to be forced to cover wide receivers at times. We saw that 4 or 5 years ago. That's nothing ever new. You know where they're going to be. You know what they're going to do. Like, if we put this formation out there, we are now forcing this guy to cover this guy. We saw it with Keenan Allen for, you know, years and years and years, that he would just have to have, I don't even know who it was, Robert Spillane covering him and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, I remember Robert Spillane trying to run down.
It's back to the predictability of the defense. They don't mix things up very much.
Did you know that if Pat Freiermuth had gone to Pitt, I wouldn't care that he wasn't catching the ball?
I truly agree with old Justine there. I'm guessing that's a girl, so I agree with you.
No, it's a Justin. He said he doesn't know how the E got placed on the end of his.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a tough look. It's a tough look.
Can't you just go delete that Justin?
Justine. Thanks to our guy, Arch, for supporting the show. Archie's is the place to be. Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. 80-cent wing nights Monday through Thursday nights. Of course, open all weekend long for all the games. And you got an extra long weekend this weekend with Black Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all kinds of sports on all day, every day. Get down there, get some wings, get some ice cold irons and IC lights. It's great. Best wings, for my money, best wings in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. It's Archie's on Carson. We appreciate him supporting the show.
Arch, I think he has some kind of special coming up, isn't he?
You tell me.
Man, it was like Tuesday something or another. I forget what it was now.
Look that up.
I am trying to look that up. I'm not very good at looking things up with on a fly here. I mean, Archie's a master of social media, so he's on like 17 social medias. So I probably saw it on one, and I'm not quite sure which one I saw it on. Here we go. Tasty Tuesday. Wings tasty and burgers, Tuesday. Steak salads. Today is Tasty Tuesday.
Ooh, a steak salad. I can feel healthy even though I'm not totally being healthy. You know what I mean?
What's that?
A steak salad.
Okay, well, Tasty it's Tuesday. Today's Tasty Tuesday. Yeah, I did see Lesnar fall over. You actually played that off pretty well there, Justine.
I didn't see Lesnar fell over. I missed
he
it.
He came, you know, they did the old.
They did the stare down and the beat down. No,
they did the old five. Credits run again, and you thought it was over, and here comes Lesnar, and he does. He fell on his ass, and he did a flip back. Oh. And they heard him and pulled the camera off him.
See, they did get me because Tessitore said, "Oh, we'll see you. We'll see you Friday night." And the credits had rolled. I was like, oh, well, I mean, I guess we are done. And so I turned it off.
Yeah, and you missed Lesnar then.
Oh, well, I'm not a big Lesnar fan anyway. So a couple
pieces. Why? You would have liked him if you went to Penn State.
No, I wouldn't. He can't work a mic to save his life. He's a one-trick pony. He comes out, ooh, me big guy, me smash you. Yeah, me done. Paul talk now. Like, what the hell are we doing? Seriously, learn to work a mic.
He's a beast.
WWE.
He's a beast. This ain't the Big Ten.
What?
He's the beast incarnate.
Yeah. Okay. Hines Ward makes the list of, what is it, 26 modern era semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I love Hines. Love the way he played the game.
Don't put a butt in here.
I love Hines. I love the way he played the game. I love how important he was as a leader to those Pittsburgh Steelers.
Don't do it.
Is a part of one of the best plays in Steelers Super Bowl lore. The catch from Antoine Randle L in Super Bowl 40, which I got up here on the wall behind me. Love Hines Ward. It's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he is. By far, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's not. He's a Hall of Very Gooder.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Very Gooder.
Okay. Let me just... I always use the same analogy. Mm-hmm. Just compare him and Andre Reed. Andre Reed, very similar era, other than Andre Reed played in the doggone K-Gun with Jim Kelly.
Okay.
And their numbers are almost identical, other than Hines Ward has two Super Bowls. Andre Reed had none. Super Bowl MVP to none. Monstrous playoff numbers for Hines Ward. Look at those playoff numbers for Hines Ward. He was a big game player, man. He showed up in big times. And I don't even have to mention the blocking. Maybe compared to today's receiver, no. Compared to his era receivers, absolutely, he's a Hall of Famer.
He had 1,000 fewer yards than Andre Reed on 50 more catches. Yeah. So,
yay! How about those Super Bowl rings? How about that Super Bowl MVP? Look at the playoff numbers.
We
man.
Don't
unbelievable.
Put people in the Hall of Fame just for their performances in the Super Bowl, Mark.
Big game player.
Otherwise, Kenny Stabler'd be in the friggin' Hall of Fame.
Big game. Player. He's the big ball. He's like, by the way, did you see Charlotte Flair and Rhea do the suck it yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they did the suck it.
Really?
But to yeah, who? Absolutely. I don't know. Probably, what's her name? Nia Jax or something. But
not Stabler. Who was the other? Sorry. I said
you're full
Kenny
bones. You're full baloney. Stabler
is a Hall of
You're out over your skis here.
You're out over your skis.
You're out of your game. You're out of your realm.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
Why Hines Ward is a... I mean, I didn't even mention the blocks. I'm talking about a third round pick cut his he had like four offensive coordinators and 74 quarterbacks.
What
put does, up those numbers.
What does any of that have to do?
What? He's a Hall of Famer, period.
He's a Hall of Very Gooder.
Well, then you might as well take out about 20 other ones.
Plunkett receivers. Is who I meant to say. I said Stabler, I meant Plunkett.
Plunkett.
Yeah, if we put guys into the Hall of Fame just based on Super Bowl, we'd put Plunkett in, too.
Not one person in the world is like, oh, Jim Plunkett should be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, no, apparently Mark Caballi would just based on his performance in the Super Bowl alone.
Super Bowl is just a part of it. Super Bowl.
Exactly. It's just a part of it.
Man, don't make me. I mean, the numbers, that's who you to me, you compare him to, because that was the same era. I mean, plus,
okay,
he didn't have to wait that long.
Not the same era.
Andre Reed, a couple years, it wasn't much. How can you sit here and say Hines Ward does not belong in it in the Hall of Fame?
I think he's a Hall of Very Gooder. I love Hines Ward, and I love what he meant to the Steelers. I don't think he fits the profile of a Hall of Famer just because we love the fact that he broke a dude's jaw, that he would block his ass off, that he came from being like a discarded quarterback in college to working his way up to becoming the number one wide receiver for a Super Bowl MVP, winning team. That stuff's
four Pro Bowls, three All Pros, 85, three seasons in the top 10 in receiving touchdowns, three seasons in the top 10 in career yards, four seasons in receptions. Plus he had 5 2-point conversions.
That's what I got to say to that.
12,723 all-purpose yards.
Consider
this practice. He started 16 playoff games.
Consider this practice for when you drive up to Canton in whenever, July, whenever they do this, when they argue about who's supposed to go into the Hall of Fame. You can drive up there and you can argue for Hines.
As Mike Tomlin said, he's a football player and first and a wide receiver second. Let's look at the playoff numbers just so I can shut your big mouth up. 16 playoff games, 88 catches. He had a whole season of playoffs. 88 catches, 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns just in the playoffs. Playoffs. Unbelievable. Okay. He played the Super Bowl, what was that?
40?
Super Bowl 40 or 45 with a 43 maybe with a tore up knee. That was the infamous, I don't know if it was the invention of the old PCP or not the PCP. What do you call that? That shot they put in your
PRP?
PRP. Why did I say PCP? PRP. He did that just to play. Well, he's unbelievable.
That's
I
fine.
Do not get a vote for a Hall of Fame. That would be one Gerard Dolak.
There's only one media member from Pittsburgh that gets a Hall of Fame vote?
You look at the Hall of Fame voters. They're weird. Three quarters of them are over 80, and the other ones you've never heard of before.
Hmm. That's disappointing.
I mean, they've switched things up a little bit, but I would bet the average age is now. Let's see here. Oh, that's baseball writers. That
good job. Okay.
That They're might old. Be over 100, point to be paying. Honest with you. NFL, Major League Baseball got like half their people were dead.
Okay. So we agree to disagree, right?
Oh, if you played for Penn State, you would have him in.
No, I still wouldn't have him in. That's a nice thought. So real quick, there are Thanksgiving Day games that we have to make picks on.
Yeah. Because by the way, I'm 750 games ahead of you.
I'm not. You want me to pull up the thing?
I don't even know. Let's see. I wrote it down, but now I can't read my writing. 6, 2, 3, 4, 5. I picked New England.
You went 9-6.
I think I lost last night to pick Carolina.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Damn, I picked Philly. I picked New Orleans. What am I thinking?
I don't know.
I did pick the Cleveland Clowns.
Good for
I picked
you.
Arizona.
Anyway, you're a few games back. I'll get the stats up.
See, he's cheating. You see, people, he's cheating.
I'm not cheating. Why would I cheat? No reason to cheat. Three Thanksgiving games. Make picks. Green Bay, Detroit. Who you got?
Green Bay, Detroit. Detroit will kill them.
Kill them.
Green Bay is just they're just not a really good team right now. Detroit. We never picked against Detroit on Thanksgiving, even though they probably have a losing record on Thanksgiving. But
I wouldn't pick against. Yeah, I wouldn't pick against this version of the Lions on Thanksgiving. So I'll go with them as well. Kansas City and Dallas.
Kansas City and Dallas. I'm not getting
hoodwinked. Not getting sucked into the Cowboys.
I'm not getting hoodwinked here, even though I think it will be the Chiefs. I don't know. It could be a coin flip there.
I got the Chiefs.
I'll take
Dallas
the Chiefs.
Dallas defense sucks.
Who'd you pick, Detroit or Green Bay?
Detroit. Yeah, and the Chiefs have figured out how to run the ball. So.
Justine's right. I'll get the standings later after I alter him. That's exactly right.
After I alter.
Yeah, exactly right.
Do you want me to do the math?
Oh, nobody
right
cares.
Now.
Nobody cares about that.
Exactly. So quit arguing and just get the games wrong like you've been doing. Cincinnati, Baltimore.
Ooh, Joey B's back then, huh?
Joey Burr.
I'm going with the Bengals.
Damn it.
Going with the Bungs. Picking the Bengals?
Just to be different, I'll take Baltimore, okay?
Wow. You picked a team that's probably has a 7-point favorite.
It's not my fault.
I'm going with the Bengals. I mean, the Ravens look like trash for about 3/4 of that game. They have not looked good. You got to give them credit because they're winning games. They're finding the way the wins. They're doing the Chicago Bears of the AFC, finding ways to win. But they look terrible doing it. Terrible.
It's terrible, Kenny. So congratulations again to our good friend, Carol, who's been in the comments throughout today's show, jumps in all the time. She's going to win the autographed Will Hard Steelers helmet. There it is. It's a beaut. There it is. We'll get it shipped off to you, Carol, once we reach out to you and get your mailing address as well. You know what we should do, Kaboom?
What's that there, Mac? I'm afraid to ask.
I just thought about this. We're going to start with the 412 days of Christmas on Friday. And for those that may have missed it, Shop 412 has been nice enough to get us a dozen items to give away to you guys. We'll do one every day that we have a show between Thanksgiving and Christmas. We usually do 3 shows a week, 4 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Bang. There goes 12 giveaways. So we'll start that on Friday. But, I mean, since Carol chose the Will Hard autographed helmet, I know we said it was an either-or proposition from First and Goal. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just say screw it and give away the Stone Cold vest too?
How are you gonna do that?
Could just pick somebody out of the chat.
Mm.
How about this? Kabali and Mac trivia. Okay, you ready for this?
Well, we know since it's Stone Cold Steve Austin, we can just have a trivia Stone Cold Steve Austin. But Justin without the E would probably win, so that would be unfair.
Justine. Justin, don't call me Justine. All right, let's do it. First person
in the comments now
to correctly answer in the comments.
As we do this live,
yes. First person,
how many people are in the comments. First of all, we should probably figure this out.
I don't know, there's a lot.
I don't really care if you get it, you get it. It's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
All right, first person to correctly answer this question, where is the first place that Kabali and Mac worked at the same time? Now, we never actually worked with each other at this place because we were in 2 different departments, but it's technically the first workplace that we shared.
I don't know. You think anybody's going to get this one?
I don't know. We'll give it a minute or two. While we're waiting for someone to correctly answer in the comments, we will...
Oh, Justin wins!
Whoa! Justin, don't call me Justine!
Wins the Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Holy hell.
Just beat Vince. Oh, I feel bad for Vince.
Sorry, Vince. I mean, Vince wasn't technically correct. He had the location. He didn't have the place of business. Vince said McKeesport. So, Justin, don't call me Justine. Just fixed your screen name. There you go, my man. It's still wrapped up in the protective plastic You just got yourself an autographed Stone Cold Steve Austin vest. So congratulations, my man.
I wanted that.
Reach out to us on Twitter, and we will make sure we get your information so we can get it shipped off to you. And it could be a Christmas present
Mac,
to you.
I dare you to send it to Justine, Mac, and you send it up.
I have to now, since you dared me to. Justin, don't get mad when the package arrives.
I want to know how Justine knew that that was it.
I mean, a couple people jumped in real quick to mention McKeesport. Vince jumped in. Bossman jumped in. There was a couple that knew. But the correct answer was the McKeesport Daily News.
Yes.
So thanks again to our friends at Impact HVAC. We appreciate them supporting the show as well. You need to get that furnace tuned up because it's going to get cold out there this winter. By all means, get a hold of them on Facebook. Message them at Impact HVAC PGH or just give them a call, 412-297-1852. And don't forget, if you get them a new article of kids' clothing or a new unwrapped toy, kids' toy this holiday season, they'll get the furnace checkup to you for half price, $39.99 instead of $79.99. So get to Impact HVAC PGH on Facebook, message them there, give them a call, 412-297-1852. Carol, reach out to us. We'll get your information for the Will Howard helmet. Justin, don't call me Justine. Same to you for the Stone Cold Steve Austin vest.
What other podcast, Mac, gives away a Will Howard and Stone Cold Steve Austin vest within 20 minutes of each other, 40 minutes of each other, to the loyal listeners?
To the loyal.
It just happened to be two people in the comments. One was, we knew we were going to do the comments, right?
Which was awesome. The Carol was actually here to her to hear.
Yes, live. Carol was. He messaged. What do you want him to message there, Mac?
Just send a message. You know, just message us on Twitter, either me or Mark. No, send it to me. He won't.
Yeah, I won't know. The Cabali and Mac Twitter page.
Or the Cabali and Mac Twitter. Hit us up there, and we'll DM you after that. And we'll get your information and get this stuff sent off to you just in time for the holidays.
Just thinking, we got 412 days left. We got another dozen of these coming.
I know.
Maybe not Stone Cold Steve Austin, but 412.
It's good stuff. There's hoodies, there's sweatshirts, there's t-shirts, there's hats. I mentioned one of the giveaways, you can drink, which is never a bad thing during the holiday season. So by all means, keep locked in here. We appreciate each and every single one of you. That's why we're hooking you up with as much of this stuff as possible from our friends at First and Goal Sports. And starting on Friday, 412. We will be back on Friday. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We're grateful for each and every one of you and all of our sponsors. Enjoy all the football. Enjoy all the food. And we'll talk to you later in the week here on Cabali and Max. Ian's.